Hello. Oops, sorry, that is so loud. Oh my gosh. Hello, everyone. This is 90.3 FM, KDVS Davis. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of Music Madness with the Music Department. I am DJ Stick Pony here, and this is...
This is Music Madness, the first one of the winter quarter of 2025.
Yeah.
This is DJ Joe Mama speaking. A bit of a hectic start with the surf music really made me feel like we were doing everything at once and it like in a movie montage kind of way, you know?
Yeah, like we were like balleting around each other is what it felt like. But
yes.
we overcame. We made sure everything was set up. But that song was by Goksin Kaynatan, who's from Turkey and was recently re-released on Slovenly Records with this 7-inch here that was sent to us. And that track that you just heard was Moda. And then the B-side of that is for Tina. But yeah, it is a very good little surf track. He is quite a talented guy. He has some swagger on the cover. You can't see, but dressed in all black with this little, like, mic. I don't know, his slicked hair.
He's snazzy.
He's got some riz.
Wow.
I don't know if we can say that anymore, but...
I think we can say that.
Okay. But he's got some riz. Anyway, we've been on break for quite some time, so we wanted to do a breakdown of some albums that released while we were gone. So the first album I wanted to highlight, Saint Etienne, you know, this is their comeback album released on December 13th. I really like their early stuff. Very dancey, very fun. You know, Wood Cabin being like one of the biggest songs of theirs, you know, Spring, also being another good one. But then Ethel Kane apparently released an album.
Our community coordinator director was talking about how he likes Ethel Kane a lot.
Yeah.
DJ DB. No, my God, I'm mixing up so many names right now.
There is a DB and a DK.
DK.
Yeah. Young DJ DK.
There it is.
Loves Ethel Kane. He has some depth. I mean, he kind of does wear a lot of camo like Ethel Kane does.
I never doubted young DJ DK's depth. But
yeah.
They were pulling out the Ethel Kane yesterday, trying to show me on YouTube videos.
Yeah. But that released just yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think that was a little mini album. I don't know if it was a full length, but called Perverts. The last Ethel Kane content I consumed was a review that they uploaded on YouTube that I can't say the content.
Oh, yes.
Of.
We watched said review together.
Did we watch that review?
No, young DJ DK and I watched said review together while you were watching your movie.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It was an experience.
It's a crazy review.
Yes, it
to
is.
To know that you can go that in depth on one topic. And if you know, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Ethel Kane. Or, yeah. Wow.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Do you want to go over this last one? Listened to this?
I have listened to a couple songs and I do know about it. And I do not know if we can say the title of said album on air. What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, if you know Snoop Dogg's released a new album... you probably know what it's called if you know Snoop Dogg's released a new album. And
yeah.
It does have, I can't name a few songs, but I listened to it and it's worth a fun listen and it was enjoyable. I don't know how often I'll be coming back to it, but it was worth my time. I did enjoy it.
Okay, interesting. Good to know. I mean, I did some just like looking at the track list and they had Dr. Dre, of
course.
Yeah,
he had
good to know that they're,
he had good features.
Yeah, Jhené Aiko. That's kind of interesting. So, I don't know. It's a very interesting album.
He's still going.
It's his 20th, right? His
20th
album.
I did not know that.
His 20th record, which is crazy. So, yeah, if you have any strong opinions, feel free to call in at 530-754-5387. If you have some albums that you heard that released over the Christmas break, feel free to share, and we can add them to our breakdown. But that is that... For this segment, there will be more segments to come. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, back to the music. Thank you so much for tuning in if you have been so far, and we will catch you guys after the next block.
Massacre. Nausicaa. Nausicaa.
Or any other hour of KDVS programming. If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
Hello everyone, you're tuned to 90.3 FM, Katie Vis Davis. This is Music Madness with the Music Department. I'm DJ Stick Pony.
And I'm DJ Joe Mama.
And that last song you just heard was Nausicaa. That was by Cameron Winter's new album, Heavy Metal, which came in recently. And that is with Partisan Records and Play It Again Sam. And I believe Play It Again Sam also signed Nick Cave's newest record as well, Wild God. But a good album to add to our little itinerary of currents here at the station. I think a lot of people will kind of like the charm and like weird guy energy that this guy has.
I think this may go on like a 7,000 Oaks.
Oh yeah, this is going on 7,000 Oaks. 7,000 Oaks, Valley Girl already said. they've been seeing this.
Okay, I just know my shows.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We know what the people want, and that's what's good. So, Cameron Winter. Awesome. So that was that song. So we'll just keep going. I mean, there's not much else to say. Did you like the song, Joe?
I did like the song. I'm generally not a big contemporary folk, like modern folk pop person, to be honest. But I can enjoy this.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Recently, I found that Nausicaa is also a title of a Hayao Miyazaki film. It's spelled in the same way because it's Nausicaa with an umlaut on top or the two dots. So that's interesting. That was something I was like, wait, a connection. So I don't know if it has anything to do with the movie. I haven't seen the movie, but interesting. Interesting spelling. Anyway, we'll just keep it going. Up next, I have some Jonah Yano. So we will get with that. And feel free to call in. The number is 530-754-5387. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of Music Madness with the Music Department.
Concentrate. Are you coming over? Starting to smolder like watercolor paint. I need you. Allow me to demonstrate. And you smile like a tyrant. Take it on the chin. Noticing the silence, let's stick to trying, making a display. An example too is an example room, you tell me. Between the two of us, the things that ruin us all makes me think that I need you just to concentrate.
Hello, everyone. We are back. This is Music Madness with the Music Department. That song you just heard was by Jonah Yanu off the newest album, Jonah Yanu and The Heavy Loop. That track was called... What was that track called? Oh, yeah, Concentrate. That is the second track on the album. The very, you know, awesome break with that, you know, crazy jazz section is really cool, really crazy. Kind of dips off. It kind of got a little scary. Joe Mama was like, did the song finish? It didn't. Little did he know.
I've noticed you like a song with a break in the middle that switches up.
I love
you like song. you like a pause and like a switch into a different kind of vibe.
I do,
and that's so fun because when it's executed well, it's good.
I find myself to be like kind of an easily bored person sometimes, a little bit restless. So if a song really challenges that and is like, wait, keep listening, there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recommended Tortoise to you.
I listened to that on the bike ride home, and I was gonna text you because when that midway switch hit,
yeah,
it was really good.
It was really good for Glass Museum. There's a midway switch, and then they get kind of crazy, mm-hmm, but then it kind of goes back. But it does dip off, and you think it's gonna end.
What's cool is when a song does that midway switch halfway through the song, and it feels so different at first, but then it ties back into the motif of the original part of the song, mm-hmm, and then it feels like a big composition and it's really nicely tied together.
Yeah, I like a good layering too, mm-hmm, like when they just add a lot of layers of random crap, but it works. But anyway, we have another segment that we gotta do fast because we have more stuff to do. We're gonna walk down to Anticipation Avenue.
Wow, I wasn't expecting the singing.
I don't know. I think there's too many syllables in that.
I think it worked out very nicely.
We can't say Release Radar because Spotify took that. So I came up with Anticipation Avenue. Because I like the double, you know, letters like Music Madness, mm-hmm, whatever. So anyways, with big news, if you're a Japanese Breakfast fan, they're coming in with a new album on March 21st. And the album will be called Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. So if that fits your description, be there March 21st, if you so please, because it might be just what you need for this March season. Do you want to go through?
I see on the monitor, a little far away from me, that Franz Ferdinand coming out with a new album. What is the new album called, DJ Stick Pony?
What is the new album called, actually? I did not write this down. Franz Ferdinand.
All
new
I can think
album.
Of is... this is bad, but all I can think of is like army propaganda when I think of Franz Ferdinand now.
Yeah, I mean, people really liked him. People still kind of like him. I thought I'd shout it out. I don't know.
No, it's worth shouting out. It's good music. It's good. Yeah. It's worth listening to.
The album will be called The Human Fear, through Domino Records. So that'll be kind of interesting. But it releases tomorrow. On the morrow, that's when it's coming. And then FKA Twigs, this is going to be kind of interesting, with Usexia on January 24th. My thing is, like, I don't know if it'll beat her last studio album, Magdalene. That was very good. Capri Songs, the mixtape, that was fine. I really like Honda. That's, like, the best song on the album, on the mixtape. But anyway, that is what's happening. We will get into it with some of Joe Mama's picks, and... feel free to call in. The number is 530-754-5387. Already? Okay.
I don't expect the best, but you're disappointed. Nothing I couldn't see coming for miles. When I saw you last, there was no surprise. Dressed in all your lies, you wear it with a smile. But you keep letting me down, like you broke into my house and you ransacked all my things. You're all I think about with no one else around.
turning the page. Old habits die hard. Plans all fall to pieces, and it's nothing new. It's what I expect from you. Rain check for the weather. Excuses should be better. But you keep letting me down like you broke into my house and you ransacked all my things. You're all I think about with no one else around, like a reoccurring dream. But you keep letting me down like a tail that's in the couch and it's spreading to the ceiling. Heavy is the crown that you wear so proud. Wish you were proud of me. Say what you say, can't you mean what you say?
Hello, everybody. We just got back. A little hectic, but you just heard a little bit of Wallace on the new album, The Jester, a song called Deadbeat. We were just saying we thought Wallace performed at WEF last year.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think I saw Wallace.
I've seen Wallace a couple times live, and very enjoyable performances. I saw Wallace open up for Still Woozy, I want to say, in 2021. Which was an unexpected, pretty rockin' fun show. She covered a couple Nirvana songs.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's big. She's on. Is she on Dirty Hit?
I think so. That
she's up with the Baby Doobie Numbers. Then, like, she's really made her way.
She is on Dirty Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling a couple more albums from her definitely in the next few years.
Wow. So she's from Pirate, right?
Yes, from Pirate. From Pirate. I'm feeling a come up. I'm feeling eventually maybe some Baby Doobie Clairo level. Audience of popularity.
Yeah, I think she's on the way up.
Yeah,
she's
on the for way. Sure.
Yeah. Is that
I think that might be Music Madness for this Thursday morning.
But do you wanna you know follow us out with one of your last picks?
It needs to be set up.
Well, okay.
We can end it with that. You'll hear this backdropping music for a little bit longer, and then we'll end it with a little Sophie Royer into the next show. Thank you so much for listening in. This is KDVS Davis. This is DJ Joe Mama and
DJ Stick Pony. Also, just want to say we're talking over Modern Silent Cinema. Their new album, Hammett, original motion picture soundtrack. Is it an actual soundtrack? I'm not entirely sure because I haven't heard of this film. But that is what we are talking over. So that is what you will be hearing as we vacate the station as quickly as possible. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Music Madness with the Music Department. Today I'm
Good morning, KDVS Davis 90.3. This is DJ Blythe, and you are listening to Doll Parts. This morning, we got mostly some pop, some hyper pop, and also, actually, that's pretty much it. So, I'm excited. First show of the quarter back from a very long time, so please bear with me. We're going to go ahead and get started.